Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
It's Jenny Thomas. My character was a lady called Violet Gibbons, who was supposedly going to be engaged to Private Mike at the dance. It's a bit of a long story. When David Croft and Jimmy Perry wrote this particular episode, there was no thought at the beginning that Violet Gibbons was going to appear. She was just going to be a name that was talked about, and she wasn't going to be in it. And then at the last minute, Jimmy and David decided, no, she ought to make an appearance because it would be better that way. And I'd worked with Jimmy some years before at What the Palace Theatre in the dance chorus, and we got on very well, and we became friends, and my mum used to make some costumes for them. And at the last minute, I think on the Sunday evening, he phoned me at home and said, would I be available to make this appearance, please? And I said, yeah, okay. Took a week off work sick because I was working somewhere else in an office at the time. And I started on the Monday in rehearsal. It was, funnily enough, done in a school in Kilburn, and then it moved to the studio for the last 2 days, I think it was. It was an episode called War Dance. They were all having a bit of a party in the hall, and Pike had met me, and I worked in a fish and chip shop, I think, and he took me to the dance, and it was just the part where I was told to chew gum and look bored, and he then announced at the end of the dance, he walked up on stage and announced at the end of the dance to me with a bit of an and the best bit at the end was when you saw Pike in Mannering's office sitting shivering, and they said, what happened to you? And he said, my mum threw a bucket of water over me when I got home. It was fun because everybody was so nice, but they did have to say cut at one time, because when I was arrived and was introduced to Captain Mannering, and he shook my hand, and he said something to me, and I looked at him, oh, nice, and they went cut, because I wasn't allowed to speak, because if so, they had to pay me more money. So that was quite funny, actually. I would have liked to have done more with the part than I was allowed to do, but everybody was nice, and we had lunch in the pub together, and you couldn't have met nice people, really. Yeah, they bought me lunch at the pub, and everybody went to the pub. I was alone, sat at the bar. I was sat with Clive Dunn and Ian Lavender, and everybody was just really chatty and friendly. Probably the reaction of everybody when I walked up on the stage with Private Pike when he said he's going to get married, it was just everybody was gobsmacked, really. Because I was supposed to be such a common person and sunk a fish and chips. But I wasn't actually an actress. I was a dancer. And at the time, I was working at home in England. Come back from being abroad because our contract had been cancelled because of trouble in Hong Kong. And I was actually working in a telesales office at the time. And then I went abroad again, so it wasn't on the cast that I would be in. There was an actress there called Mavis Pugh, who lived in Hatch End, and I used to give her a lift home in my old Clark Herald at the time, where we finished rehearsing. It was just so professional, really. Everybody just got on with what they were supposed to be doing, and it was filmed, and that was it. And, Clive Dunn, I think, funny, he was just fantastic, and also he was so young at the time when he was doing that, and he played the old man so beautifully. I think he was possibly based on somebody that Jimmy knew in, I think, Watford or that sort of area, who wasn't actually a butcher, he was a knife shopkeeper, and he was just he's always been my favourite, really. Yeah, I've watched them all, but the one that I really loved was when they wanted to get the armaments from the museum, and they used the milk cart with the milkman's horse to stack everything in it, and the horse kept stopping, and the platoon kept banging into the back of the milk float. And when Mannering asked, "Why do you keep stopping?" the milkman turned around and said, "Because this is the normal round that we deliver the milk, and the horse keeps stopping at all the houses where they deliver the milk." And I just thought that was very fun. No, I've not seen Ian Lavender since the filming, but it's a few years back now when I last saw her. Ruth Maddock, she's in Dad's Army, she was in the Watford Rec Company, and then went on to do Heidi High. But I knew all Watford Rec Company because I used to do pantomimes with them, and I used to bump into Ruth Maddock at the Crossfit Artists Association balls from time to time. But nobody else from Dad's Army was there, so not really. Not about Dad's Army, really, just how nice Jimmy was, and he used to run, as you probably know, what the Palace Theatre. And I was in two pantomimes there, in the senior dance chorus, which was choreographed by his wife, Gilda. And we used to always go and see a lot of the vet shows and everything, and because we all became very friendly. Like I said, my mum made some costumes for them. And I just admire, really, the fact that when Jimmy had to move from what Paddock when it was taken over to the theatre, which was heartbreaking, he always was faithful to the people in his rec company and used them wherever he could, like Ruth and Frank Williams and Colin Bean and Michael Knowles as well. And I think Diane Holland in Heidi High is his wife's sister. And Geoffrey Holland, obviously, is Diane Holland's son. So he was just very loyal to everybody all the way through his career, really, and employed them whenever he could, which was a lovely thing to do. For me, I wasn't really allowed to do anything. There was a story. They put me in costume and did my hair. And Jimmy and David said, "She can't go on like that. She looks too classy. And she's supposed to." So they went to the wig room, because I got dark hair, went to the wig room, and the makeup girl took down one of the wigs that was being used to film the Churchill, the blonde one, and combed it all out, and they put me in a blonde wig, gave me a packet of wine gums and said, "Just chew and look bored." So that was all I had to do, really. I wasn't even smiling, nothing. I just had to stand there, chew and look bored. So that's not a difficult thing to do, is it?